If you had another little place, you called it your shop, little shop house. And that'd be about it.
Yes, sir. Before you had indoor plumbing, people would have an outdoor toilet out back somewhere. Now, what did they call that?
Well, used to, many years ago, we called it a privy. And then they got up, brought on up to a toilet. And then the last, finally got to call them bathrooms, you know, that I can change. Way back then, I used to call them privies all the time.
You mentioned outhouse a minute ago. Was it called that too?
It was.
Outhouse?
Yeah, you called it outhouse.
What about some of the different kind of buildings you have around the farm? Where you might keep your animals or your grain or something like that?
Your barn or your grain bin or your grain pen or something like that. And if you had, of course, your hogs one side of it, like you say, your pig fodder over here, or your hog pen over here, and mule stable, horse stable, or whatnot.
Yes.
Then you'd have inside of your barn, you'd have your harness room, something like that. Put your harness, saddle, and so on.
Yes. You mentioned the place where you might keep grain. Have you ever heard people call that a granary?
Well, yeah. I've heard it called a granary where they had a grain bin, you know, something that you put some shell, you know, say a wheat grain or shell corn, something like that. I've heard that called a granary, yeah.
Have you ever heard people call a place where they keep their corn a corn crib?
Yeah, corn crib. That's ear corn. Call it a corn crib. Right.
What about after a farmer would cut his hay, before he baled it, something like that, he might stack it up, you know, in the field? He'd say that he had what out there? What did you call those things?
First thing to do was rake it. Rick's called it. He'd go in there and shock it. Let's see a little pile here and there and yonder before he shocks. And if he was going to stack it, he'd move it to each one of them, you know, snake it out with a mule. Move it to a spot. Put it all in one pile and call that a stack.
Yes.
Let it stay there so long and move the baler in and bale it out.
Yes. You ever heard of anything, any place outside that you might put your hay under? Say it'd have a top and maybe be supported by four poles or something like that?
Well, yeah. That's what we all call a haystack, put a pole straight up, you know, and then put this hay around it, call a haystack. Or if you put poles at the bottom, you know, it keeps it off the ground.
Yes.
Just keeps it safe. But I mean, keep it right.
Yes. What about, where'd you usually milk your cows?
Where did what?
Where did you usually milk your cows?
What'd you do what?
Milk the cows.
Oh, milk the cows. Well, you usually had a place in the barn, you know, where you'd walk them into.
Yes.
And call it a milk break or break. And if you done that, of course, a lot of time, you know, especially country people,